Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, January 11th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Well, it's happening. House Democrats have published their articles of impeachment against President Trump in the wake of the deadly and destructive riots at the U.S. Capitol building last Wednesday. They accused Trump of, quote, willfully inciting violence against the government of the United States. It's a charge that Democrats say amounts to high crimes and misdemeanors and is, therefore, an impeachable offense. The articles cite Trump's speech to his supporters on the day of the riots, which they say encouraged his followers to storm the Capitol building. Representative Abigail Spanberger from Virginia said Dems will proceed with impeachment if Vice President Pence fails to invoke the 25th Amendment. If Pence refuses to do so, Spanberger writes then, quote, all who hold our oaths to protect our nation and its Constitution dear will be forced to impeach President Donald Trump for inciting this insurrection. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is urging people not to visit the nation's capital next week for President-elect Biden's inauguration, stating that she is concerned about more violence after the invasion of the U.S. Capitol building. Instead, she wants Americans to virtually attend the event. During a Monday press briefing, Bowser announced she has requested the Department of Homeland Security to cancel or deny demonstration permits and heighten security plans for Inauguration Day. She has also asked President Trump to declare a pre-emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. before the January 20th event. Meanwhile, the National Park Service, citing, quote, credible threats to visitors and park resources, suspended tours of the Washington Monument through at least January 24th and said it may implement further closures of public areas and roadways around the National Mall and Memorial Parks depending on social conditions. The U.S. Army has reportedly launched an investigation into a psychological operations officer who led a group of 100 people from North Carolina to Washington, D.C. for the Trumpist rally that turned into a deadly riot. According to the Associated Press, Captain Emily Rainey has admitted to leading members of the conservative group Moore County Citizens for Freedom to the Capitol to, quote, stand against election fraud and support President Trump. Rainey insists that no one in her group entered the Capitol or otherwise broke the law, and she told the Associated Press that she was just a, quote, private citizen and doing everything right within her rights. She also described the folks in her group as, quote, peace-loving, law-abiding people who are doing nothing but demonstrating their First Amendment rights. Well, those claims are clearly a bit murky. Commanders at Fort Bragg are now probing Rainey's actions. Right-wing extremist Trump supporters have been flocking to Parler as their social media site of choice. It's a MAGA-friendly Twitter knockoff where conspiracy theorists are free to express their baseless claims and horrible thoughts without any fear of punishment. The site has gained popularity with Trumpists over the past year, and it was ready to step up for more Twitter jumpers after the site banned President Trump last week. However, the platform has disappeared from the internet after Amazon pulled support from the network. Parler relied on Amazon Web Services to stay online, and Amazon took action after finding posts on the service that it said incited violence. Google and Apple yanked Parler from their app stores last week, but users had still been able to access it online until early Monday morning. Now, only an error message is displayed. I'm sure this will lead to another conspiracy theory among right-wing extremists. You've got to be kidding. After all the chaos that happened last week, First Lady Melania Trump seems to be the most upset about people saying mean things about her online. The White House released a pretty weird and jarring farewell statement from the First Lady on Monday morning. First, Melania paid tribute to those who lost their lives in last week's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Then she went into detail about unspecified people who, she claims, attacked her over the past few days since the riots. In a paragraph which, at first, you would think is a condemnation of Trumpist rioters, Melania writes, quote, "I am disappointed and disheartened with what happened last week. I find it shameful that surrounding these tragic events, there has been salacious gossip, unwarranted personal attacks, and false misleading accusations on me." I guess she's like her husband and thinks everything is about her. Nonetheless, it's not exactly clear what Melania is referring to. It could be a jab at a CNN report for saying the First Lady was doing a photo shoot while a mob tried to overthrow the government on behalf of her husband. Melania's cryptic message could also refer to Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, the First Lady's former best friend and also served as her aide. Wolkoff condemned her last week in an article for the Daily Beast. Finally, Melania offered her first condemnation of the riots before signing off. However, she also seems to praise Trump's supporters, saying, quote, "It is inspiring to see that so many have found a passion and enthusiasm in participating in an election, but we must not allow that passion to turn into violence." I'm not sure what alternate universe this woman lives in, but there goes Melania signing off exactly as how she served. The PGA of America announced late Sunday that it has stripped the 2022 championship from Donald Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf course following the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol. The CEO of PGA America said, quote, "Our feeling was, given the tragic events of Wednesday, we can no longer hold it at Bedminster." The Trump organization was furious with the announcement, calling it a breach of contract and complaining that it invested millions of dollars to hold the tournament. In 2014, before Trump was president, he spoke about his immense pride when his treasured Bedminster golf course was selected to host the 2022 PGA Championship. He said at the time, quote, "It's a great honor for me." Looks like he messed that one up. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.